When you think of some of the recent battles between Texas and the federal government, Governor Rick Perry might come to mind. But the person leading the legal battles is State Attorney General Greg Abbott. I'm Ben Philpott with KUT News and the Texas Tribune. I'm here with the Attorney General, who just recently was sworn into his third term in office. Mr. Abbott, thanks for taking time to talk with me today.
My pleasure. Great to be with you.
Now, I want to get to those federal lawsuits in a minute. First of all, as you start your third term, what do you look back on and point to as major accomplishments from your time in office?
I think always the most important thing we can do is to protect the safety and well-being of our fellow Texans, and having created new programs that take child predators off the street, that take dangerous criminals off the street. We established a new record just a couple of months ago where we took our 2,000th sexual predator off the street, making Texas safer for women, for children. Also creating new programs like the Cyber Crimes Unit, the Fugitive Unit, and now a new program we're working on that's going after human trafficking, doing all we can to use the tools available to my office to keep Texans safer.
Legislative session's about to kick off. Legislation dealing with illegal immigration is expected to be in the spotlight. Your name actually came up in a press conference recently at the state capitol, saying that your office had in 2007 ruled on some of the constitutionality of some of the bills as they were coming through the session. What kind of litmus test will your office apply if you're asked to check on the constitutionality of some of these immigration bills?
The litmus test that we apply is the one that emanates both from the Constitution as well as the test that has been laid down by the United States Supreme Court as well as U.S. Courts of Appeals. We've looked into this a whole lot in the aftermath of the Arizona case, and generally speaking, here is the standard. And that is, as it concerns the regulation of immigration, that is something that is exclusively a federal authority. As it concerns the enforcement of immigration laws, states can get involved in that process. And so what I would anticipate is the state of Texas looking for ways that they can step up immigration enforcement authority as they work towards trying to keep Texas a safer place from the dangers that we're seeing from the drug cartel spill over across our border.
Now, I don't mean to have you rule on any specific bill, especially before you even get a request from the legislature, but do you have an opinion on the constitutionality of efforts to change constitutional provisions on birthright citizenship?
Well, people need to understand that the reason why the birthright citizenship issue comes up in the first place is because our current immigration laws are inadequately enforced. It doesn't matter if they change the birthright citizenship law or not, if those laws are not going to be enforced. What has to be done is to enforce the laws that currently exist. If those laws are enforced, we don't need to worry about changing or amending the Constitution. Everyone will be happy because those laws are enforced and the immigration laws will be respected.
Now, on to those federal disagreements. You are leading the state in questioning the constitutionality of the new federal health care law, also challenging the authority of the EPA to tell the state how it should police its own air quality. Both of these cases seem to be about what Texas considers government overreach. Is there an end goal on these cases? And I mean, is there a theme that's bigger than just winning in the courts?
There are two themes at play in both our lawsuit challenging Obamacare as well as our lawsuits challenging the EPA. One theme is protecting individual liberty, and it's individual liberty that's being trampled by Obamacare by, for the first time in American history, forcing people to go out and buy a product. Congress has never been able to do that before. We need to, in our lawsuit, ensure that limitations are placed upon Congress's authority, that they abide by the United States Constitution. With regard to the EPA, people need to understand that here in Texas, we care very much about people's health as well as the quality of air, but we also care about protecting their jobs. The state of Texas has actually had programs that has reduced air pollution in the state of Texas better than the national average, and we want to make sure that Texas retains its sovereignty to continue the plans that will continue to reduce air pollution while at the same time be the state that creates more jobs than any other state.
And I know when talking about some of these cases, the 10th Amendment is often thrown around. If you wanted to just kind of explain a little bit about where that comes into play.
Some people act as though the 10th Amendment doesn't even exist in the Constitution anymore, but it really does. And the 10th Amendment has as much vitality as any other amendment. And the 10th Amendment puts limits on a federal government and protects states' authority. And by asserting the claims we are in our legal challenge to Obamacare, part of it involves enforcing the 10th Amendment, which says basically that because Congress doesn't have the authority to force Americans to go out and purchase health insurance, that is a right that is reserved to the states or to the people. And by enforcing the Obamacare lawsuit, we're trying to enforce the 10th Amendment.
These federal lawsuits have given you plenty of additional national attention. Do you have political aspirations beyond the Attorney General's office? I know you just got sworn in, don't want to kick you out of office immediately, but do you have aspirations beyond that?
I've been in office now for about 5 days since the people just elected me to be Attorney General, and the people of the state of Texas can rightfully expect that I'm going to focus my attention on being the best possible Attorney General I can and protecting them, their lives, their safety, and their livelihoods.
Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott, thanks for talking with me today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And for more of KUT's legislative coverage, visit us online at kut.org. For KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.